butt come off the ground both times. Said tears ran down his face, you know. Said, boy, that hurt. Said, I thought he killed him. And, you know, but let's see who else. Then that old was one of my class. That's it, anyway. Jimmy. They were all over 21 and all in there. That's it.
This was in junior high?
No.
This was in high school?
When I got in high school. I went to Butler, and then in my senior year, nearly all of them were in my class were like, I was 17. They were like 21, 22, 23 years old. Gus, he was about 25. He was trying to avoid the draft. he wasn't ashamed to admit it. He was trying to avoid the draft. He had only had about another year. They done him in though, boy. They got him through social promotion. They going, you know, they were, they got on. So, they're all sitting, you know, we sit in the back. Now, we call him pervert. Because he was a perverted sucker, you know. He was just the way he talked and acted, you know. And then, Jimmy, now, we had a test one day, and they was passing the cheat sheet around. I didn't need it, but they was passing around, you know. And Jimmy, he's sitting back there waiting for his turn to get it, you know, because no sweat. And it was Mr. Hard, you know. I think he still teaches over there. So he was sitting over there, you know, and by that time, he got around to Jimmy, but it was about 5 minutes before the bell. You know, but they always let you stay a little bit between break, you know, between classes, you know. So Jimmy got, he was just scribbling away, boy. Just getting it. By the time Mr. when the bell rung, he was coming around picking up everybody's papers that didn't finish. And he just folded up Jimmy, and the cheat sheet was all in there, you know. Jimmy just looked at him and says, you know, I ain't through. He says, well, I've got to go. So he took it back. 2 days later, we got the papers back. Jimmy made 100. The ones he didn't finish answering, Mr. wrote it in for him. What the heck, he was over 20. You know, I mean, he was about 22 or 3. So Mr. wrote it, get him. It was his senior year, you know. And the part about it, Jimmy only went to school maybe the first couple of hours, and after that, he had a job on, you know, job court, I don't know what you call it, old DCT or some junk where they allow you to, a lot of students to go to work from, say, noon on,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then give, you know, if you, I think from your job they give you credit or some junk. And so he just wanted him through. He scribbled down the rest of the answers, you know. They had some goofy jokers in there, boy.
You ever have a teacher you really couldn't stand over there?
Miss She was an English teacher. She was in 11th grade.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to work at Shawnee's at the time. Just opened up out there. And I was trying to work that, and I kept falling asleep in class. And she kept giving me a rap, getting me up, you know. And I didn't like her because she's all the time trying to make me do something. And I said, nah, that, I liked her. I couldn't sleep in her class. That's this period, too. I couldn't sleep in her class. Let's see. I liked everybody, I guess. Because,
You ever have any that were really good?
Let me think through all I had. First year. I really liked Mr. Now, he was an English teacher. And I liked him. I liked him a lot. I thought he was good. He's still over there. He was, I guess I'd put him, he was, when I had him in 11th grade, he was 29. At least that's what he told us. And he was in the Air Force. He was a lieutenant in the Air Force, I think he was. And we'd be in class, and they had a bunch of us in there. And we were slow learners, mm-hmm. more or less, you know. So we'd be all in class, and there was Jimmy. Now, Jimmy, he was about 22, and all he talked about was the Shirley Hotel down. And if it was him, then there was George. Now, George, let's see how bright George was. Mary Beth, the biggest whore in the school, you know.
Mm-hmm.